Mark Zuckerberg's sanely run Twitter cloned Threads to launch web version in desperate bid for relevancy. By Lucas Nolan on August 21, 2023. Mark Zuckerberg's Threads social media platform, which saw a rapid rise in popularity upon its launch as a sanely run Twitter alternative, is gearing up to release a web version in an effort to revitalize its user base amid crashing engagement figures. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Threads platform, initially launched by Facebook, now known as Meta, as a mobile-only platform, is preparing to launch a web version to meet user demands for more features and accessibility. The text-first social media app experienced a meteoric rise in popularity when it was introduced by Meta in early July, achieving 100 million downloads within a mere 5 days. However, the app's usage has since taken a nosedive, with time spent on the app cratering by about 85% more than a month after its launch. The decline in usage is attributed to the absence of key features, including a full web version of the platform. Users have been able to view specific Threads posts on the web, but their access has been limited due to the app's primary focus on mobile phones. Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, announced that the web version of Threads is already undergoing internal testing at Facebook and is slated for launch soon. "It's a little bit buggy right now, you don't want it just yet," Mosseri said. "As soon as it is ready, we will share it with everybody else." The introduction of a web version is expected to help Meta compete with X, formerly known as Twitter, which boasts a significantly larger user base. Twitter/X has approximately 363.7 million monthly active users, according to Insider Intelligence. In contrast, Threads had nearly 50 million daily active users worldwide shortly after its launch but has since dropped to less than 10 million. Launching a web version may not solve Zuckerberg's woes. One review of Threads labeled it utter banality in text form. "The problem with Threads is that porting a bunch of influencers and celebrities over from Instagram creates just utter banality in text form. It makes sense for Instagram to be the primary medium of social media communication for these people, between thirst trap photos and glamorous red carpet events. It makes less sense in text form when Kourtney Kardashian is asking people if they have any recipes that involve Fig Newtons." Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.